Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Here's a first look at our upcoming book, The Hill to Die On. Over the last 18 months, Anna and I have poured our hearts into reporting and writing a behind-the-scenes book about Congress in the era of Trump. The Hill to Die On, The Battle for Congress and the Future of Trump's America details the palace intrigue and fight for power in Washington during Trump's presidency. Some of the most fascinating figures on Capitol Hill and in Washington have given us amazing access into their worlds, and we hope to tell you the story about how DC and governing worked during these fascinating times. We like to think of it as House of Cards, but better and more real. Buy a book, come to a Playbook event, and we'll be happy to sign it. You could pre-order it now on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble.
There are just 15 days until the election. Tennessee Senate candidate Phil Bredesen reported giving his own campaign $2 million yesterday. There is a counter-narrative brewing after weeks of reporting on how things are good for Democrats. The New York Times is reporting that Republicans actually hold the cash edge heading into the final stretch of the midterms. While Dems have raised more money, Republicans have spent at a slower pace. And our colleague James Arkin has a story from Indianapolis that finds that Democrats' Senate hopes have shifted from winning the majority to limiting losses.
Our colleagues Gabby Orr and Daniel Littman report that while Trump is saying publicly Republicans are going to blow Democrats out in the midterms, behind the scenes he's saying that Senate and House Republican leaders will own any losses. Megan Casella, Sarah Carlin Smith, Alana Shore, and Aaron Lorenzo have put together a cheat sheet on what Nancy Pelosi and Trump can work together on next year. That includes NAFTA, drug pricing, criminal justice reform, tweaks to retirement savings, and the tax law. Pelosi has said she wants to roll back the tax law that Republicans passed last year.
Washington Post has the latest on killed journalist Jamal Khashoggi. They report that although the Saudi prince has tried to distance himself from the killing, it hasn't quieted the uproar. The mixed messages hasn't helped. On Tuesday, Turkey's president is expected to put forward new details of his government's investigation into the killing. The Wall Street Journal has a piece up with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin speaking about the investigation. Mnuchin said it was too early to discuss sanctioning the kingdom, something many senators have called for. He also said his message to Saudi Arabia on his upcoming visit is that the two countries have important issues like combating terrorism, financing, and countering Iran.
The New York Times is reporting that Trump and Republicans are pitching more tax cuts on the campaign trail, but specifics have been light. Let's be perfectly clear. A new tax cut is not in any way, in any shape, in any form going to pass before the midterm elections. For your radar, Reuters has a story up about Trump saying he's going to exit a nuclear arms pact with Russia. Those comments have resulted in Russia threatening retaliation. Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton is scheduled to meet with Vladimir Putin later this week. On the investigations front, the Washington Post is reporting that Bob Mueller is probing conflicting accounts around Roger Stone and WikiLeaks.
In the juice, we've got a first in Playbook. Give Green has raised $17 million this cycle, more than doubling its 2016 haul of $8.4 million. And Richard Huddock will be the communications director based in Washington for NBC News. He most recently was CNN's senior public relations manager for nearly 3 years. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president is having lunch with Vice President Mike Pence at 12:15. He will leave the White House at 2:30 p.m. en route to Houston, Texas. The president will travel to Houston Toyota Center, where he will meet with supporters at 5:50 p.m., followed by a 6:30 fundraiser that he is headlining before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.